罗在罗马书里头、啊、分享了他生活当中的一个最大的软弱。
Paul shared about the greatest weakness he has had in his life in the book of Romans.
那这也可能是我们每一个人生活当中、啊、最大的软弱之一。
And this is also one of our greatest weaknesses.、
啊、我们请看罗马书第七章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章十八节
，verse 18. Romans chapter 7, verse 18. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
啊，在这里保罗说，啊，他的啊，我们这个人的肉体之中啊，没有良善，为什么呢？啊，因为有这个罪性。
It says here that there is nothing good living in a person because there is his sinful nature inside.
啊，因为有这个罪性，所以人常常是可以立志啊，但是不一定能够照着立志来做到。
Because of the sinful nature, even though a person may make a determination to do something good, but he is not able to do it.
啊，所以请念十九节。
Verse 19. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the devil.I do not want to do this. I keep on doing. Also, know the evil.
好，所以那个结果呢，就是人的里头常常啊会有征战。
And that is why there's also always a war within the person.
啊，人的良心告诉自己应该做什么。
On one hand, the person's conscience is telling him to do something that is good.
啊，人也常常对自己说，我应该怎么做。
And the person himself may tell himself, what to do that is good.
啊，但是常常实际在做的时候，却违背了，啊，自己想要做的。
But in reality, this person may go against what he intended to do.
再请看二十四节。
Let's continue reading verse 24.What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?
啊，所以啊，保罗他就曾经讲说，在这样的挣扎里头，真是苦。
Paul says here that he is a wretched man because of this kind of struggle.
哦，他呼喊着说，谁能够救我
？And he cried out to God, God, you can help me.
啊，那二十五节的下半句，这样看来。
And in the second part of verse 25, it seems that Paul is calling out to the Lord Jesus to help him.
25节下半句，请念。
So verse 25, So then I myself, in my mind, am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin.
好，所以结论就是，人常常是想要啊，照着良心来做，照着主耶稣的教训来做。
His conclusion is this, a person may try to do according to his conscience or according to the laws of the Lord Jesus.
但是肉体却顺服了罪的律。
Yet his fleshly body may follow the laws of sin.
这个行动是由这个肉体来执行的。
Our actions are carried out by our fleshly body.
那这个所做出来的常常是照着自己的私欲、罪性来做。
And what we do stems out of our thoughts.
哦，这个发生在一个人信主之前，也可以在信主之后还是这样子。
People will do according to their thoughts before they believe in the Lord and even after they believe in Christ.
那一个人在信主之后，如果仍然过着这样子的生活的话，那个挣扎更大。
But once we have believed in Christ, if we do the same thing, we will encounter this kind of struggle.
啊，因为我们啊有这本圣经，有在听道理啊，我们更会那种挣扎会更大。
Because we read the Bible and we listen to sermons, we will have even more struggles.
啊，二十五节上半句。
Let's read the first half of verse 25. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
哦，那个下半句话虽然是一个啊现实的结论
，Even though the second part of the verse states to reality，
啊，但是呢，并不是啊完全没有办法，完全没有办法去改变改善。
Even though this is the reality, but it does not mean that we cannot do something to change it。
哦，二十五节保这个二十五节上半句话，保罗说， 啊，感谢神，靠着主耶稣基督就能够胜过，能够脱离了。
In the first half of verse 25, it says, thank God that by relying on the Lord Jesus Christ, we can overcome this difficulty.
那神怎么来帮助我们?
So how does God help us?
啊，就是第八章接下来保罗所，啊，所说的他的体验，啊，以及，啊，这个事实。
It is explained through Paul's personal experience and experiences and the reality around him.
啊，神将圣灵来赐给我们，来帮助我们。
God has given us the Holy Spirit to help us.
圣灵在我们的当中来运行、来工作，就能够让我们啊像保罗这样子来发出感谢赞美。
The Holy Spirit works among us so that Paul is able to give up praises to God.
所以整个第八章可以分成几段。
Chapter 8 can be divided into several sections.
第一节到十三节提到圣灵的工作，就是让我们能够过着得胜的生活。
Verses 1 through 13 talks about the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and how we may live a victorious life.
让我们能够胜过罪，那胜过罪就能够胜过死。
It talks about how we may overcome sin and therefore death.
14节到17节就提到说，因为我们已经拥有了这个做儿子的生命。
Verses 14 through 17 explains how we already have the life or the sonship of God.
让圣灵来做见证，我们是神的儿子。
And the Holy Spirit serves as a witness, saying that we are children of God.
那在圣灵的工作当中，让我们能够有一个过着有盼望的生活。
Through the working of the Holy Spirit, we may live a life full of hope.
那这个最大的盼望啊，就是得荣耀。
And our greatest hope is to receive glory.
这个是在八章的三十节最后说，这个神所称为义的人，又要叫他们得荣耀。
This is explained in verse 30. It states, "And those he predestined, he also called; those he called, he also justified; those he justified, he also glorified."
这个让人得荣耀，这是神的计划。
It is within God's plan to glorify His people.
那一个人他如果没有办法胜过自己的罪性，怎么能够有荣耀呢？
If a person is unable to overcome his sinful nature, how can he be glorified?
但是神的计划是要让人得荣耀。
Yet at the same time, we know that God wants people to be glorified.
那这个当然也包括着将来的荣耀。
And this glory includes our future glory.
所以就必须要有圣灵的工作，圣灵的帮助。
We know that this has to be accomplished by the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit.
那最后一段就讲到，在圣灵的工作之下，我们现在啊可以过着一个平安稳妥的生活。
And the last part of the chapter explains how we may live a life of peace and stability, by the help of the Holy Spirit.
那晚上我们就来查考这个最后一段三十一节到三十九节。
So I would like to take tonight to study from study verses 31 through 39.
请念三十一节到三十三节。
We're going to read verses 31 through 33. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all.How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Verse 33. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies.
为什么我们能够有一个平安稳妥的生活?
Why is it that we may live a life of peace and stability?
因为我们可以过着一个有神帮助的生活。
It is because we may live a life where help we canAlways expect help from God.
这一位最有能力的神，最富有的神，他做我们的帮助。
This most almighty God is willing to be our helper.
那神他如何来帮助我们？
How does God help us?
第一个在三十二节提到神将他自己的儿子为我们众人来舍了。
Verse 32 mentions how he did not spare his own son, for him to die for mankind.
耶稣来到这个世界上，他为我们死在十字架上。
Lord Jesus came into the world to be crucified for the world.
那为什么耶稣要为我们死在十字架上？
Why is it that the Lord Jesus needed to die on the cross for us?
因为这个带给我们生活当中一个很大的帮助。
This fact actually brings great help to our daily life.
我们请看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章第五节。
1 John chapter 3 verse 5.
请念。
1 John chapter 3 verse 5.But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin.
这里提到第一个，主耶稣他来到世界上的目的，就是要除掉人的罪。
The purpose of Jesus coming into the world is to take away the sins of the world.
我们知道罪是成为人没有平安的一个主要的原因。
Our sins are a major reason why we do not have peace in our lives.
那这个主耶稣 来到世上的目的，第一个，除掉世人的罪。
The main purpose, the first purpose of why Jesus came into the world is to take away the sins of the world.
因为罪跟死跟灭亡是有直接的关系。
Because sin and death and eternal condemnation are directly related to one another.
一个人如果在灭亡的阴影里头，那这个人不会有平安。
If a person continues to live under the shadow of eternal condemnation, he will not have peace in his heart.
再请念约翰一书三章第八节。
Let's continue to read 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. Chapter 3 verse 8. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
再来主耶稣来到世上的第二个目的啊，这里说为了要除灭魔鬼的作为。
The second purpose of Jesus coming into the world is to negate the work of the devil.
那这个也是非常的重要。
This is also very important.
这个一开始说犯罪的是属魔鬼的。
So we have said earlier that those who, I'm sorry, it says here earlier those who do.What is sinful are of the devil.
所以这个犯罪也跟魔鬼有关系。
And so sinning is directly related to the devil.
人类的始祖亚当夏娃他们犯了罪。
The ancestor of mankind, Adam and Eve, sin.
所以影响了我们这所有后代这个属于亚当里头的人。
All of their descendants have been affected by sin.
所以有人就这样子会烦恼着说，有这样的一个concern，将来我们在天国是不是还会犯罪？
So someone may ask, once we enter into the kingdom of heaven, will we also sin?
一个人如果是活在我会犯错、我会犯罪的状况之下。当然也没有平安。
And I believe if we continue to live in a situation where we may continue to sin, we will continue to not have peace.
就好像说，在有这个传染病流行的地方，你在那当中，你一定会过得很不自在，很不平安。
For example, there may be a disease endemic to a region, and if you happen to live in that area.You will not have peace. You are afraid that you may contract the illness.
将来的天国啊，是绝对的平安的。
Our eternal heavenly kingdom is a place that is surely full of peace.
那其中一个很重要的原因啊，就是主耶稣已经除灭了魔鬼的作为。
And one of the most important reasons is that the Lord Jesus has himself already destroyed the works of the Satan.Of the devil.
在天国里头不会再有犯罪的事情。
There will be no more sin in the heavenly kingdom.
我们请参考一下希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
我们先看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's first read 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章二十五节。
Verse 25. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 25. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet.
二十六节。
Verse 26. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
这里说最末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
It says the last enemy to be destroyed is death.
那这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
我们请看到希伯来书。
Let's refer to Hebrews.
希伯来书第二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
希伯来书第二章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil.Verse 15, and free those who are there, who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
在哥林多前书十五章那边说，最后要毁灭的仇敌就是死。
In 1 Corinthians, it says that the last one he would destroy is death.
那希伯来书二章十四节说，最后败坏那个掌死权的就是魔鬼。
And in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, it says, that he would, he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil.
所以魔鬼跟罪跟死都有关系。
It means that the devil is related to sin and is related to death.
人如果是属于魔鬼，他就是属于犯罪的，他就是属于死的那一个范围，那一个前世。
If a person belongs to the devil, it means that he continues to sin and he, belongs to death.
那魔鬼被除灭了，就不会有罪，就不会有死。
Once the devil is destroyed, there will be no more sin and no more death.
所以神借着主耶稣基督来帮助我们。
And God helps us through the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们现在活着的时候能够脱离罪。
So that while we live, we may depart from sin.
让我们将来在天国也不会犯罪。
So that we will not sin in our future heavenly kingdom.
再看回罗马书第八章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章三十二节。
Verse 32. Romans chapter,
三十二节这里说神既然将他的独生子都赐给我们，他更把万物也一同白白的赐给我们。
It says God did not spare his own son, and how much more will he also graciously give us all things?
神将地上所有的一切让人来经营，让人来管理。
God has made everything in this earth to be managed by people.
这从起初神就给人将这万物来赏赐给人。
God has given all things on this earth to be managed by people from the very beginning.
我们请参考诗篇一百一十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 115.
诗篇一百一十五篇第十六节。
Verse 16. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to man.Verse 15, may you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
15节讲到这天地是神所创造的。
Verse 15 says that the heaven and the earth have been created by God.
那十六节说，这个地他却给了人，他将这个地赐给了人。
Verse 16 says the earth he has given to man.
所以人有那个聪明智慧来经营，来管理这地上的一切。
And God has given man intelligence and wisdom to manage all things on this earth.
所以我们人一直不断的从已经有的这个物质，不断的在有所发现有所发明。
That is why men continue to make discoveries and inventions out of the wisdom they find in this physical world.
那我们其实人也要常常问问自己，我们有没有好好的来管理神所赐给我们的这一切。
As men, we need to ask ourselves whether we have been managing what we have been given to watch over by God.
犯了罪之后的人 就啊一些美好的性情都被扭曲了。
Once we have sinned, even something good inside us may be twisted.
啊，所以人其实常常并没有好好的来经营、来管理神所赐给人的一切。
And it's true that we may not always be watching over what God has given us very well.
好，我们在滥用，我们在破坏神所赏赐给我们的地上的一切。
Perhaps we have been abusing or destroying what God has given us in this physical world.
从这个层面来看，也可以知道啊，人的生活里头其实充满着很多的错误啊，也可以从这里来看到人真的是有罪。
From this, we can tell that people have made many mistakes, and we can tell from the mistakes that we are full of sin.
再请看回罗马书第八章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章的啊三十三节提到说，神已经称我们为义了。
Romans chapter 8 verse 33 says, God has justified us. 啊，
那这个也是我们平安稳妥的一个原因。
And this is also a reason why we may experience peace and stability.
有时候人会有一种说不出来的原因的那种不平安、不稳妥的那种感觉。
As people, we sometimes feel that we have no peace for a reason that is we cannot clearly state.
那其实那个根本的原因就是没有被神称义。
And the reason why we feel this way is that we have not been justified by God.
就是没有跟神和好。
We have not been reconciled with God.
我们如果处在一个没有和好、没有和平的状况里头，人是不平安的。
If we stay in a state of not having been reconciled with God, we cannot experience peace.
那人常常会忽略了人跟神之间的和平。
But we often ignore the relationship we have with God.
那在这里说到说神要称我们为义。
But it says here that God wants us to be justified.
那我们被称为义是因为借着主耶稣，相信主耶稣。
And the reason that and how can we be justified? We need to be justified through confessing that Jesus is Lord.
那这就是为什么神将他的独生子耶稣基督来赐给我们。
And this is another reason why the Lord Jesus has been given to us.
那我们为什么能够被称义？
And why is it that we can be justified?
不但是因为信耶稣，而且是因为主耶稣的宝血。
It's not only through our belief in the Lord Jesus, but also through the blood of the Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣的宝血如何能够来让我们称义？
How does the blood of Jesus justify us?
主耶稣的宝血，主耶稣的血如何让我们称义？
How can his blood justify us?
就是在我们接受洗礼的时候。
It is through baptism.
所以神是这么的来爱我们啊，所以我们是真的有平安的。
God loves us so much, He wants to give peace to us.
所以罗马书八章三十二节就说到说啊，三十三节说，谁能控告神所拣选的人
？Verse 33 of chapter 9 says, "Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen?"
所以今天谁是被神所拣选的？
Who are those who have been chosen by God?
在座的我们就是被神所拣选的。
We have been chosen by God.
一个人如果有人在控告他，控告的这件事情就带给人不平安。
If someone tries to bring charges against one of us, that person will not have peace.
那在这里说，谁能够控告我们呢？没有人能够控告我们。
Is asked here, who will bring any charges against those whom God has chosen? No one can.
既然没有人能够控告我们，所以呢，我们就没有惧怕。
If no one can condemn us, then we have no fear.
所以神是帮助我们的，我们不怕人能够把我们怎么样。
God is one who will help us, so we should not be afraid of what others will do to us.
那我们如何得到神的这一种帮助？
How can we obtain such help from God?
我们一定要被称义。
We need to be justified.
我们要被主耶稣的宝血来称义。
We need to be justified through the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们请看《使徒行传》二十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 22.
使徒行传二十二章十六节。
Verse 16. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Okay. And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name.
这个亚拿尼亚希望这个保罗他赶快得着神的帮助。
Ananias wanted very earnestly for Saul to receive help from God.
他希望保罗赶快能够被神称义。
He urged Paul to be justified by God.
所以他说你为什么单言呢？你要赶快起来求告他的名，受洗洗去你的罪。
He says, and now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name.
那我们已经受洗了的人，我们如何得到神的帮助？继续得到神的帮助。
For those of us who have been baptized, what can we do to continue to receive help from God?
请看撒迦利亚书第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Zechariah chapter 7.
撒迦利亚书第七章。
Zechariah chapter 7.
第七章十三节。
Verse 13.Zechariah chapter 7, verse 13. When I call, they did not listen. So when they call, I would not listen, says the Lord Almighty.
这里啊，是神对以色列人说，我在呼唤你们的时候，你们不听。
God said to the Israelites, saying that when I call, you do not listen.
那将来你们呼求我，我也不听。
In the future, when you call me, I will not listen.
当我们向神呼求的时候，常常是我们需要他的帮助。
Whenever we call out to God earnestly, it is often during the time when we need help.
有神的帮助，我们才是平安稳妥的。
Only when we can receive help from God can our life be peaceful.
神呼唤我们的时候，我们听，那么我们呼唤他的时候，他也会听。
Only when we are able to respond to God's call, when He calls us, that He will help us when we call out to Him for help.
那神呼唤我们，我们听，这是什么意思？
What does it mean to respond to God when God calls out to us?
就是我们听神的教训，也照着去做。
It means that we heed the commandments of God and we do according to God's commandments.
在圣经里头那个听啊，不是只有听而已。包括着顺服，包括着做。
And this listening does not imply just hearing, but also obeying the commandments of God.
所以我们要得着神的帮助，我们必须要听他的教训，去做他的教训。
If we want to receive help from God, we must obey God's commandments and His teachings.
请再看回罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章三十四节。
Verse 34. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us.
为什么我们能够有平安稳妥的生活？
How is it that how can we live a life full of peace and stability?
三十四节告诉我们，主耶稣基督他成为永远的大祭司。
In verse 34, it says that Christ Jesus has become the eternal high priest.
主耶稣他也要成为我们每一天的帮助。
And the Lord Jesus wants to be our everyday help.
那主耶稣给我们最大的帮助呢？就像大祭司在帮助我们一样。
And the greatest help that he offers to us is what the high priest does for the people of God.
当旧约的大祭司给百姓有一个最大的帮助。
One of the most important responsibilities that the high priest had towards the people of Israel.
就是在每一年有一个赎罪日。
Was that there's a day of atonement every year.
这个大祭司他要进入至圣所为百姓来赎罪。
And the high priest needed to enter into the Holy of Holy to atone the sins of the people.
哦，这是大祭司对百姓的一个最大的帮助。
And this is the greatest help that the high priest provided for the people of the Israelites.
哦，那今天主耶稣他成为大祭司，他为我们代祷。
Today, our Lord Jesus Christ has become the high priest, and he is standing at the right hand of God, interceding, praying for us.
哦，所以三十四节说，谁能定他们的罪呢？
And that is why in verse 34 says, "Who is that who condemns us?"
哦，罪已经被赦免了，就不用被定罪了。
Because the sins have been forgiven, and there's no more need for condemnation.
哦，这个大祭司，旧约的大祭司已经献了赎罪祭了。罪就得赦免了。
And the high priest has already offered the offering of atonement, and there's no more need.
哦，那今天我们的罪也能够得到赦免。
Today our sins can also be forgiven.
哦，这是指着我们在受洗之后，我们还会犯的错误。
This is referring to the sins that we may commit after we have been baptized.
哦，所以主耶稣他需要成为大祭司来帮助我们。
So the Lord Jesus became the high priest to help us.
哦，那如何让主耶稣的这个大祭司的工作，让我们跟他的工作连接上？
How can we connect our life to the work of Jesus as high priest?
请看约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章第八节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 8.1 John chapter 1, verse 8. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
第九节。
Verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们的认罪悔改让我们跟主耶稣大祭司的工作连接在一起。
It is through our confession of sins that we can be connected to the work of the high priest.
哦，所以这种认罪悔改不是在受洗那一天才做。
And this confession does not refer to the confession on the day of baptism.
哦，在我们往后的日子，我们常常反省、认罪悔改。
This refers to our continual reflection and confessions of our sins after we have been baptized.
哦，那神这个。这个主耶稣的的宝血再次的洗净我们的罪。
And once again, the blood of Christ will wash away our sins.
哦，所以保罗说，谁能够定我们的罪呢？
And that is why Paul says that no one can condemn us.
哦，没有人能够定我们的罪，所以是最平安、最稳妥的。
And because no one can condemn us, we may live a life of peace.
再请看回罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章从三十五节到三十九节。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39.
在这里讲到那个不改变的能力跟爱。
This talks about power and love that will not change, that is never going to change.
神的爱、神的能力超越了时间跟空间。
God's love and his power transcend time and space.
哦，所以主耶稣在世的时候，他就已经表现了这一种超越时间跟空间的特性。
Even when Jesus was in the world, he already manifested how he can transcend time and space.
在约翰福音的第四，我们请看约翰福音第四章。
Please turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音四章四十九节。
Verse 49. John chapter 4, verse 49. The royal official said, "Sir, come down before my child dies."
五十节。
Verse 50. Jesus replied, "You may go. Your son will live." He was still on that way. His servants met him with the news that his boy was living.
这个大臣说，你要到我那里去，才能够救我的孩子。
And so this person said, "You must come with me to save my son."
哦，主耶稣对他说，你回去吧，你的孩子已经平安了。
And Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live."
哦，主耶稣的医治是超越了这个空间。
The power of Jesus' healing transcended the distance between him and the boy.
我们再看约翰福音十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章二十一节。
John chapter 11 verse 21. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died."
马大，他生活在时空里头。
Martha lived within a time period and a place.
所以他说，主耶稣啊，你如果早一点来，我弟弟就不会死。
Therefore, she said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died."
主耶稣啊，你来的太晚了。
The reason why he died is because you came too late.
但是我们知道，主耶稣还是叫拉撒路从死里复活了。
But we know at the end, Jesus resurrected Lazarus from death.
因为神的能力它是超越时间的。
Because God's power is not limited by time or space.
所以因为有神的这种超越时间空间的爱跟能力，所以我们是平安稳妥的。
And because Jesus is able to transcend time and space, our life can be peaceful.
有爱就有平安，就稳妥。
Because of his love, we may receive peace and stability.
没有了爱，常常让人觉得是不平安的。
Without his love, we often feel we have no peace.
所以保罗说，谁能够让我使我们跟基督的爱隔绝呢？
Therefore, Paul once said, "What can separate us from the love of God?"
没有任何的人或者事情可以让我们跟基督的爱隔绝。
No other person or no other things can separate us from the love of God.
所以我们是有平安，是稳妥的。
And that is how we may, that is why we may enjoy peace.
那我们来看一下神的爱。
Let us study about the love of God.
请看哥林多前书十三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章第七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 7.It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
这里在保罗在提到爱是什么。
It talks about what love is.
那这样的描述，这也是也就是神的爱。
And this describes the love of God.
神的爱是凡事的包容。
The love of God protects all things.
所以神是一直的在赦免我们，愿意赦免我们。
And he is always willing to forgive us of our sins.
能够得着赦免，这就有平安。
If we're able to receive forgiveness, we may enjoy peace.
神是一直的信任我们，相信我们。
God always trusts us.
因为神的相信，所以让很多的不可能成为可能。
Because he trusts us and believes in us, we are able to do things that are beyond our expectation.
神的爱是对我们总是存着盼望。
God always has hope in us.
因为神对我们的盼望，对我们是有盼望的，所以我们的每一件事情就成为光明。
Because he has hopes in us, that is why we can walk in the day of in the way of light.
神的爱对我们是凡事都能，一直的在忍耐。
Because of God's love, he is always persevering.
所以有很多的我们的问题就得到解决，就得到医治。
So that even though we may come with many questions or problems, we will be healed.
那我们把神的这种爱也用在我们的生活当中。
Now that we have received this love from God, let us apply this same love to the life we live.
夫妻之间有这种爱。
We should have this kind of love between husband and wife.
父母儿女之间有这种爱。
We should have this type of love between parents and children.
人与人之间有这种爱。
And we should have this type of love between any two persons.
那么我们的生活是平安稳妥的。
And this is how we can enjoy a life of peace and stability.
爱就是凡事包容。
Life always protects.
我们总是很愿意的来赦免对方。
And we should always be willing to forgive the other person.
哦，爱就是凡事相信。
Love always trusts.
哦，因为我们的相信对方，所以让很多的事情，它都成为可能。
Because we trust and we believe in the other person, many things will be possible.
哦，爱是凡事盼望。
Love always hopes.
哦，因为我们对对方存着盼望，所以很多事情它就成为光明。
Because we continue to have hope in other people, all things will be bright.
哦，爱就是凡事忍耐。
Love always perseveres.
哦，我们总是能够用最大的忍耐来对待别人。
We should have the highest patience towards others.
所以很多的人与人之间的问题就解决了。
So that any conflicts between people can be solved.
所以很多人与人之间的事情就得到了医治。
And so that the wounds between people can be healed.
哦，所以生活就有平安稳妥。
And that is how we may achieve peace and stability in our life.
我们最后看耶利米书二十九章。
Lastly, let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书二十九章十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
啊，这里讲到这个神，他对我们的啊，对我们所怀的意念啊，是给我们平安的，是给我们有盼望的。
God's plans for us is to prosper us and to give us hope.
尤其我们从罗马书八章三十一节到三十九节，啊，更能够去体会。
By studying Romans chapter 8 verses 31 to 39, we can experience God's love towards us.
所以在圣灵的工作之中，啊，我们过着一个平安稳妥的生活。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we may live a life of peace and stability.
我们唱诗三百五十二首。
Let's sing hymn 352.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing hymn, verse 1 and the last verse. 352.
我灵魂在哪方？
请坐。
Please be seated.
这一首赞美诗告诉我们，我们神将我们藏在那个磐石穴中，是最安全、最稳妥的。
This hymn tells us that He has hide our soul in the cleft of the rock where it is the safest.
所以让我们都来享受着神所给我们的这种平安稳妥的生活。
So that we may all enjoy the peace and stability that God has in store for us.
求他继续赏赐给我们这样的信心、这样的恩典，来过着平安稳妥的生活。
May He continue to bless us with peace and grace. To live in this life of peace.
我们来做结束的祷告。
Let us pray a concluding prayer.
我们特别为我们的灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us pray especially for the evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
求主耶稣能够祝福带领。
We ask the Lord Jesus to guide us and bless us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.